John chapter 11, please. Reading from verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Verse 11, These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Verse 25, Jesus said unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. Notice down at verse 42, And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews, which came to Mary and had seen the things which were Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Verse 11 says, Because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. The prior verse in 10 said, But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. The Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. About 2:30 this morning, the thought concerning the tables in the scripture came before me. At 3 o'clock, I found myself sitting, going over them in the word of God. The tables are interesting because Psalm 23 is God's table. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. It was the sheep. Solomon had a table. And you remember that David had a table. And it speaks of Mephibosheth that was called to come and eat bread continually at the king's table. It in one way speaks concerning the people of God, how that they too are invited. And these things are commanded by the Lord in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 14. They all bring in the facts of God bringing out to you and me that which is his desire in our life. But what impresses one here quickly is the fact that there was a soul that had to be saved, a sleep that had to be overcome, a stone that had to be removed, a service that had to be rendered, a sacrifice that had to be offered, and the seed that had to die. And with this in thought, we go back just briefly concerning the story of Lazarus and that which is depicted in the scene. In the first place, there are three things that was said of Lazarus. First, Lazarus is sick. There was a Palestinian fever going on at that time. It was taking many lives. It was now about to take the life of this man Lazarus, and his name means helped of God. For without God's help, you and I can do nothing. Is anything too hard for God? No. But you and I, in our own strength, we can do nothing. And here is a man, and he's about to enter into death. And three times over it says, God loved him. Jesus loved him. If we take verse 3, it said, the Lord loved him. Verse 5, the Lord loved him. Verse 36, the Lord loved him. It's not our love to the Lord that really counts. It's His love to us. For it had not been, you and I could never be saved. We remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the background, the story is of the resurrection. And we find Lazarus, who was dead, is alive. And the sad thing is, that verse of Revelation 12 and 11 comes to mind once more. They overcame him, the devil, by the word of God, by the word of their testimony. And then it goes farther, that they were willing to lay down their life for the Lord. It appears that there are some nations already, and it has come time when they are laying down their life for the Lord. China, word comes even in Reader's Digest of those who are called to lay down their life. We find in Africa there are Christians, and word comes back of those who escape, how the Christians are daring to stand up for the word of God even to death. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. All this is true today. But the first thing of Lazarus is, it tells his very address, and God knows all about you, and he knows all about me. It was said, Lazarus of Bethany. Bethany is the last town before the desert when you go down into Jericho. It was the home of lepers. It was the home of those who were sick. And it was right at the very edge of the desert land. Here, Simon the leper lived, and it appears that this could be his house. It appears that Mary and Martha were there, and Lazarus was there. But the Lord Jesus came, and oft times in Bethany, that was his place of retreat. In this time, the Lord was there, but Lazarus was sick. The sickness was not nigh unto death according to the Lord Jesus himself. But for you and for me, the physical is that which you and I are exactly brought into contact with, and there we feel it keenly. I was going over the scriptures, and it said that let us go unto him. And it also says our friend Lazarus sleepeth. There was a harmony, but when it comes to death, it's very personal. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Both of these sisters gave the same words. If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. The beautiful words from Martha came forth, and those words were that she believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah, the promised one, and that he was the coming one. If you search farther, it goes back, he was sick. The sickness took him to death. Then it tells you he was sleeping. Sleep is used 13 times in the New Testament. Instead of the word death, it is the most kind word that one could have. And when God uses it, he's actually speaking of a sleep and there's an awakening. That's why it's called sleep. The Lord is coming, and in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The resurrection is that which shows the power of God. It shows his might. It shows his strength. And in 1 Thessalonians 4, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. We have it again in 1 Corinthians 15. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And while your opinion is as good as mine, we must have the Word of God. And here it comes, that the resurrection is essential. And the Lord Jesus speaks in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And he tells us once again, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection gives you that hope. There were over 2,000 who said they were the Christ. Only one rose from the grave. Only one rose from the dead. He lives and is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. It was speaking of Lazarus and said he was sick and then he was asleep. There was an awakening. But the test came of their faith. Even Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the last day, in the resurrection. The Lord Jesus spoke, I am the resurrection and the life. And then goes farther, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I can recall when mother's sister passed away. I thought my cousin would be very heavy in heart, but I went to him and he said, let me show you a verse that stands out with fatness. I said, what's that? He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Mother is with the Lord, and soon we'll be together. And the comfort came. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Death actually was spoken of in permanency, but it is not for the believer. Death is simply the person moving on, graduating, as many put it. And the word death comes once more as a departure. The Apostle Paul said, I'm ready to die. I am now ready to depart. The time of my departure is at hand. And what did he mean? It was that nautical term. The ship is tied up. There at the dock, its moorings are secured. Its anchor is over. And now it's time to set sail. They loose the moorings, they bring up the anchor, and she sets sails. And that's exactly what happens to the believer in Christ. She looses the moorings here, and then gone into the presence of God, absent from the body, present with the Lord, at home and at rest, and with Christ, which is very far better, where in thy presence is fullness of joy. It make one homesick for the very presence of God for home. The poet said, home, home, oh, how soft and sweet. It thrills upon the heart. Home where the saved ones meet and never, never part. Many times we ask ourselves, how old was Lazarus when this happened? We have nothing biblically that we can go by. We can get Jewish history. And it says he was 30 years of age. It was the Lord Jesus who brought life into him. I am the resurrection and the life, and the Lord came. In the past, I've tried again to find where is a pattern to see souls saved, see the dead brought to life, out of darkness into light. And the one thing that's essential, there was prayer, for without me you can do nothing. And the Lord Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he prayed. There was something else that was essential, and that was a sympathetic heart. And Jesus wept. The only time in the Scriptures that you find this, but Jesus wept. His sympathy was there. And also he saw the very effect of sin in the world, taking dear ones and loved ones right from our presence, right into his presence, home, sweet home. God then wants us to get the lesson and to see what it means to actually be asleep, to actually be in that position of leaving the scene. Once more, he does it in a simple way. Remember, he was sick. Then after being sick, he was asleep. And then it says plainly, Lazarus is dead. Now, the Jews had a teaching that for 3 days, the spirit roamed in the sepulchers. There was a possibility of a person having life. They buried them the same day, oft times, but here they have him in a grave, in a tomb, in a sepulcher. Lazarus didn't have the Lord Jesus come immediately. He remained 2 days even when hearing the message that Lazarus was sick, but it was for the glory of God. Oft times in a delay, you and I are quite upset. The Lord doesn't answer just at the time we wish, and therefore we start to question, we start to doubt. He remained 2 days and then came. If thou wouldst believe, thou should see the glory of God. And then, in a very simple way, the Lord showed his strength. He showed his sympathy. And if we search farther, it was showing his sentence. What was that? Because of that which he did, they wanted to kill him and now kill Lazarus too. They wanted to put away the things which belonged to God. They wanted to put away his people. And it hasn't stopped yet. If we search once more, think, Lazarus, the Lord is seeing a man, and the words were, where is he? Come and see. He went to the grave. Now the Jews were subtle. They were comforting, but there's little doubt that part of that which they had was to bring them back into Jewry, into Hebrew teaching. But these women were faithful. They had trusted the finished work of Christ. They believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Because the Bible teaches, the Lord Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible teaches, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus alone could say, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. It seems strange when the Lord got to that grave. It was prayer, but the main theme was love. There was sympathy. Jesus wept, but the main theme again was love. Search the scriptures and you find the first time love is mentioned in the Bible. It's a father's love to his son. Genesis 22. Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains I will tell thee of. Go to the New Testament once more. Find out, where does love start? It starts in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, and it's verse 17. And right there it tells us, the heavens were open. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Once more, it's a father's love to his son. Go to the Gospel of Mark. And once more, the heavens are open. And as this is done, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, a father's love to his son. Go to the book of Luke, and the heavens are open, and the father looks down. And in chapter 3 and verse 22, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. This does not save me. The love of a father to his son. But when I come to the Gospel of John, I find the book open, and I find my heart open, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so the Lord had shown his sympathy. He wept. The Lord had realized his sentence. He was going to be put to death. But the big thing that we have right in the moment is that the Lord is going to show his strength, his might, his power. When he came to that grave, and the Lord has given me the privilege of going into that, there's one that's on the surface and it's fake. They take you down and you have to almost crawl to get down into the one that is there, that is truly the grave of Lazarus. And when the Lord got there and the stone was upon it, take away the stone. Do you know a stone is often pictured in the Word of God as a person? And sometimes there are hindrances, and God has to remove it before blessing comes. It's a solemn thought, but remove the stone, and blessing would come. Then the stone is removed, but not to let the Lord out. The people can see in, And they see one thing very clearly. A man is about to walk. A man's about to come out of the grave. The Lord Jesus, now, he had prayed, he had wept, he loved him, and now comes the Word of God. And that is essential for any salvation of any man or any woman. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and the very cry from the Lord, loose him and let him go. And when he came forth in life as every believer in Christ. They were dead in trespasses and in sins. He came forth in liberty, loose him and let him go. And he came forth in love. It was the power of God. And these three things take us on until the day break and the shadows flee away. The persecution wasn't over. The next thing you find, Lazarus lives. And where is he? With the people of God. There, they made him a supper. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. He was dead. Now he's alive. He's manifesting life. He's being obedient to the Lord. I believe it's 17 times it speaks of a table when it comes to the tabernacle. And the Lord said that everything was to be done as he commanded. Then when it comes to 1 Corinthians, these things that I write unto you, these are the commandments of the Lord. And he brings you and he brings me to his table. The table speaks of fellowship. It speaks of communion. And now Lazarus, who was dead, seated with the Lord, seated with his sisters, joyfully there, they commune one with the other, and then persecution. The Jews sought quickly to put them to death. And yet, God had a plan. It is said that the Jews got a leaky vessel, and there on shore they forced Lazarus, Mary, Martha, and another Mary, and some of the disciples, they forced them aboard this boat in a terrific storm, according to Jewish history. And they forced them out to sea. And that vessel landed in Marseille. And for 30 years, that man Lazarus preached the gospel of the grace of God, saw a church formed in that place that continued on for many years. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, today. And it all began with God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And the love of God is spread abroad, and it's yours and mine for the taking today. And everyone who is saved can but say, we love him because he first loved us. That's the story of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead, dead in trespasses and in sins. Only the Lord could give life, and the Lord awakened him. The Lord brought him to himself, brought him to his table. And the Bible says, while the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the perfume, the fragrance thereof. The people of God, as they gather one after another, led by the Holy Spirit of God, they praise, they adore, they worship the one who made it all possible. That is the simple story of Lazarus. The idea simply being, only God can help, only God can save, and thus he did, and gave you and gave me a story of the sympathy of Christ, he wept, of the strength of Christ, he had power to save, power to raise, and with that, he gave us the story of the sentence that came to him, all because he was faithful to God. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank thee for him who loved us and gave himself for us, that God did so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We'd ask thy blessing upon each tonight. We have heard of those in the Russian area, and we'd ask thee tonight to protect them and keep them from harm and danger. Grant that they may see fruit for their labor, that many souls may come to know thy Son. And we thank thee for all that's here tonight. We ask thy blessing upon each family. Our needs vary as our faces, but thou art a God that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Bless then as we give thanks for all that's past and trust thee for the future. In the Savior's most worthy and precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.